why are you guys clapping but I feel happy? Why do I feel like that? You're clapping your hands to the Lord, but why do I feel happy? Why? Okay. So, he says, oh, the bacteria will go away. So, you know, the Lord is very pleased when you give your clapping to the Lord, right?
Amen.
Amen. So, we're going to sing. 주 예수 잘 부르. 모르나? There's a power. GC.
Power. 주의 보혈.
There's a power.
주의 보혈.
You increase yourself. Power, wonderful power in the blood of the Lamb. There's a power, power, power. Natural killer increase in our body. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Good hormone, huh? Increase. Amen. All right. We're going to look at the scriptures today. John 16:33 and 1 John 5:4. Are you ready? Let's read together. Begin.
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world
you have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The good news is, Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have overcome the world. Let's look at another verse. 1 John 5:4. Begin.
For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ has overcome the world, and we can overcome the world through faith.
Amen.
This is the message today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to talk to brother next to you. Say, we have overcome the world.
We have overcome the world.
Amen.
We have overcome the world.
Hi, John. So what does it mean by that? What does it mean to overcome the world? We have to understand, right? Okay. Our God is a triune God. Father, our God is triune God. Father, Son, what is his name?
Jesus
Christ, right? And
Spirit.
He is the Holy Spirit. We call it Triune God. Triune. Tri means three. One means one. Our God is 3-1. Our God is 3-in-1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We praise our Lord Jesus Christ who is 3-in-1. Amen.
Amen.
He is our God the Father, and Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Satan imitate our God. Okay? He is the master of imitator. Satan is not the original. God is original. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is origin. Amen?
Amen.
God is the beginner. He is the foundation. And he started everything. Okay? Satan is also God's creation. Only Jesus Christ is the creator.
Amen.
Everything else is a creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Satan is not above God. Satan is under God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he is also creation, created by God. So the God we believe is God the Father, only one God, right? The Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Satan also imitates who God is, and Satan has come into this earth as a devil, the liar, okay, the accuser, to to tempt us, to bring us into death. And that's why John chapter 10, verse 10, John 10:10 says, the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy. This is Satan's goal. Satan's goal of coming to this earth is to steal, to kill, and destroy. But praise Lord, Jesus Christ has come to give life and abundant life. And we have right to experience abundant life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You and I, actually, by faith, you and I, we already have abundant life.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Whether you are experiencing it or not, it doesn't matter. In your spirit, you have Jesus, and He is abundant life.
Amen.
Jesus Christ's name is abundant life.
Amen.
Come on, you say abundant life. Yo,
abundant life.
Let's see this time. Competition, this room, this, okay? I told you to sit in this hall. What happened to you? Ready? You're gonna shout abundant life, because Jesus Christ's name is abundant life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ, there's abundant life. Not just a life, but abundant life. Overflowing
Amen.
Life. That's why our church is overflowing.
Amen.
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 In Christ, everything is overflowing. Amen.
Amen.
Abundant life. You ready? You shout abundant life. 1, 2, 3.
Abundant life!
Not too bad. Oh, not too bad. This time, not too bad. You ready? Wake up. Okay, you ready? Begin.
Abundant life.
Oh, this time. I think because of honest. Amen. Anyway, praise God. So in Jesus Christ, there's abundant life, but Satan has come. Satan has come try to imitate who God is, to destroy us. And to bring us into death. But praise the Lord, Satan cannot overcome Jesus. Satan cannot overcome the church. Because we are the strongest in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So what did he do? Here's a Satan. Or we call it devil. Right? Falling star means falling star. This means liar, accuser. So, Satan accused and attacked our Lord Jesus Christ. When he was on this earth as a son of man, Satan always followed Jesus and tried to accuse him and tried to attack him. And remember, after 40 days of fasting, Jesus Christ, he was tempted by Satan, right?
Yeah.
But praise the Lord, Satan attacked back to Satan. Jesus Christ attacked back to Satan with the word of God. So Satan was refused. Satan was rejected. Hallelujah. Okay. So here's a Satan. And the Father, Satan used the world. This is not. Satan used the world to attack the Father. Satan used the flesh to attack the Holy Spirit. You see, God the Father, He is the origin of all things, okay? And He executes His love. God is love. So that love, God executed in His Son, Jesus Christ, by coming to this earth in the flesh, okay? And then God did not stop there by sending His Son to the earth. But God's purpose of sending His Son to this earth is to what? Is to die on the cross, and resurrection, and ascension, and He came back as the, come on, you know, He came back as what? On the day of Pentecost, He came back as?
A life-giving
spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why Jesus Christ has become the Holy Spirit. You see? Okay? The Father's name is Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 1, Holy Spirit review, and then He says, the angel talked to the Mary, right? The baby shall be called Jesus. See, the name Jesus was given by the angel, given by God. And then John chapter 17, Jesus said, I have received Father's name. And in the Father's name, oh Father, and he was talking to, he was doing a prayer to his Father, right? Father, protect our disciples. Protect the disciples in your name. The Father's name. And that name you have given to me. What is the name of Son?
Jesus.
So that Jesus is the Father's name. So Father came to this earth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that Jesus died and rose again, and he came back as the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So the Satan's strategy to destroy the kingdom of God is through the world, try to destroy the Father, attack the Father, and also at the same time, through the flesh, attack the Holy Spirit. So we have a choice to follow the Holy Spirit or follow the flesh. Which one are you going to follow?
Holy Spirit.
Amen. Are you sure?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Which one are you going to follow? Are you going to follow Father or the world?
Which one?
Father.
Father? Amen. All the good answer is here above. Amen. This is the bad answer. This is the correct answer. Hallelujah. Which one are you going to follow? You're going to follow Jesus or Satan?
Jesus.
Okay. You have to know one thing here. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they are one.
Amen.
They are one God.
Amen.
One, what you, they are one. Do you understand? If you follow the Father, you are following Jesus. If you are following the Holy Spirit, you are following Jesus. At the same time, if you are following the world, you are following Satan. If you are following the flesh, you are following Satan.
Amen.
They are one. Do you understand?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And today's scripture, going back to the first scripture, going back to scripture, is that Jesus says, I have overcome the world. Jesus says, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means what? Jesus Christ has overcome the world. That means Jesus Christ has overcome
Satan.
Jesus Christ has overcome
flesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Jesus Christ has won the battle already.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, I have overcome the world. I have overcome Satan. I have overcome everything. And you and I, this is the gospel. 믿음. This is the gospel. Good news. What's the good news? This Jesus included me, included you on the cross. When Jesus died, we died. When Jesus died, all of us died. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus rose again from the dead, all of us rose again from the dead.
Amen.
Amen? When Jesus ascended into heaven, all of us ascended into heaven. Where? In His Spirit. In Christ. Okay. Let us define the world now. First John. Okay. 1 John 2:15. Let's read 1 John 2:15. You ready? Okay. Let's define the world now. Okay. Okay. Begin.
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the craving of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
Okay. So let's define the world now. What is the world?
Lust of the
flesh. Second, lust of the eyes. Third, boast of life. Boasting. Boast. Pride. Okay? Those three things are the main things about this world. Satan has fallen into the world. Satan is controlling the world. And that's why Bible says Satan is the ruler of this dominion. Satan is ruler of this world. Okay? So, Satan is using the world to tempt and to tempt to bring down the Christians, to bring down the church by using the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boast of life. Oh, how strong the flesh is. And the Bible says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father, the love of God, Father, is not in you. If you love the Father, if you love God, then the love of the world would decrease. Hallelujah. If you have the love of the world, the love of Father will decrease. I pray that today the love of Father will increase.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the love of the world will decrease naturally. You don't have to fight. You don't have to fight to decrease the love of the world. No. If your love of God increase, then the other will decrease. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. So Bible says, do not love the world or anything in the world. Right? What is anything in the world? You tell me now.
Money.
Huh? Money, money, money. The money가 최고? Money. Don't love the money because money is in the world, right? What else? Come on, you tell me.
Huh?
What?
Fornication.
Okay. What else? What else?
Fornication.
Huh?
Pride.
Oh, fame, fame.
Power.
Fame? Like this?
Yeah.
Power? What?
Position.
Pleasures? So?
Position.
Oh, luxury life. Luxury life, right? If you have necklace, five necklace, old necklace, and diamond, gold ring, some, some people... It's okay to have, if you're female, it's okay to have a little, you know, small earring, but I saw one time a woman had this big earring, this big earring. I'm like, hard to walk on this thing. This big necklace, earring, and all everywhere. Anyway, what else? Anything in this world, huh?
Position.
Oh, position, yes. That's fame, right? Position. Power. We have power. Everything. I think we have no problem about this. Maybe this is the problem. Money. Money is the problem. Maybe this is not too much related to us.
Huh?
I think we need to talk about something that's real.
Food.
A nice car. Huh? House. House that has two bathrooms.
Coffee.
Huh? Okay. Yes. You know, the value, right? Kingdom value and secular, the world's value is totally different, isn't it?
Yes.
Secular value says you need to be handsome, then you will success better. Right? You need to be handsome like Pastor Paul. If you're tall, then that's you're very good. You're very lucky if you're tall, right? I wish I can be taller, huh? But I'm satisfied who I am. But Rachel, time to time, she mentions, I wish you're just a little bit, just a little bit much taller. Or if you speak very good English or other languages, you know, you're smarter, okay? Smarter, taller, and you have, you know, not, if you drive nice car like BMW or Benz, What car did you buy? Sonata? Oh, he's ready to receive his wife. That's what it is. So, we love to drive better car, we love to live in a better house, huh? We love to be smarter, more, better education, everything better, right? That's a secular value. God does not judge you outwardly. God sees your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God sees your life. Okay? But Satan try to tempt you with this worldly things. Okay? You're not going to be satisfied earning 1 million won. Soon you want to earn 2 million won. Soon you want to earn 4 million won. Soon you want to earn 1 billion won. You'll never be satisfied. you always want to have more and more. Why? Behind, there's a craving, lust of the flesh and eyes. So, brothers and sisters, watch what you see. If you go to Lotte department, what do you see? Very expensive stuff. Clothing and all this diamonds. That's the lust of eyes. You want to satisfy what you see. And you have something more than easily you boast of what you have and who you are. But all these things, okay, it's about the world. Remember, what you see is temporal. What you don't see is eternal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ is eternal. All these things of this world is temporal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We seek what is eternal and not temporal. Amen?
Amen.
All right. With this, I want to say a few things. Bible says, Jesus says, I have overcome the world. That means we have overcome all of this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe that we have overcome all this world?
Amen.
First, we have to believe that Jesus Christ has overcome already. And we, together with our Christ, we will also overcome the world. How? How? By faith. Okay, let's look at the scriptures. 1 John 5:4. Let's go back to that. 1 John 5:4. Okay, 1 John 5:4. Ready? Begin.
For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
What is faith? We have to know what is faith. Because we overcome the world, we overcome the lust of the flesh, eyes, and the prideful life through faith. Through faith. This is the only way we can overcome the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to know the definition of faith.
Substantiation of things.
What is faith? Faith is
what?
Declaration. Okay? If you believe, you will say it.
Amen.
If you believe, you will say it.
Amen.
If you don't believe it, you will be quiet. Sick person, do not talk. Right? If you're dead, you'll never talk. Right? If you're alive and you have faith, you'll talk about it. There's a woman bleeding for 12 years in the Bible. And then she talked to herself, if I can touch the cloak of Lord Jesus Christ, she heard that Jesus was passing through, and she talked to herself, if I can talk, if I can touch the cloak of Jesus Christ, I will be healed. And she talked to herself, and as of the result, she went out and actually touched the cloak of Jesus Christ, and she was healed. Doctors couldn't heal her, but Jesus Christ healed her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it starts with your words. Bible says, your tongue has a power of life and death. You can save, you can heal person, or you can with words you can kill a person. Actually, people did a test on the plants. There's a plant, and a plant has a life, isn't it? Right? And every day when you wake up, when you see a plant, you curse and you judge. Oh plant, I hate you, I destroy you, and I abhor you, I hate you. Okay? I don't want to see you anymore. You ugly. You do that curse every day. Guess what happened after a few months? The plant will die. You see? But the plant that is weak, you keep saying the good things and you compliment it. Say, oh, I love you, plant. You look so beautiful. You look so wonderful. Guess what's going to happen? You will come alive. Hallelujah. You see? You have power. So if you believe, you will say it. I pray that, brothers and sisters, that you will begin to open your mouth and start saying, Lord Jesus Christ, because He says, I have overcome the world, and we are in Christ, we too have overcome the world.
Amen.
Satan cannot attack you with the world, because the world has been crucified.
Amen.
World has been crucified to you, and you have been crucified to the world. Amen.
Amen.
Satan cannot attack you with the flesh, because flesh has been crucified on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So how do you do? What do you do? Every day, when you wake up, you acknowledge. You confess, okay? I have been crucified with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. I have been
crucified.
Where is that? Verse 20. Okay, then. Okay. You know that scripture, Galatians 2:20, right? Okay, let's read it together. 2020, Galatians 2:20. 오는데 아니 다시 한번 2장 20절 2장 20절 You know that scripture, right? Okay, repeat after me. I have been crucified.
I have been crucified
with Christ.
With Christ.
Okay. One more time. I have been crucified with Christ.
I have been crucified with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day when you wake up, you declare that truth. Okay? I have been
crucified
with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Hallelujah. You see, the fact is, you and I, we have been crucified with Christ. And when we were crucified with Christ, flesh and the world has been crucified together. Because flesh and the world is one with Satan. And Satan has been crucified with Jesus Christ. And that is the fact. And how do we experience it? By confessing it daily. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if we believe, we will declare. We will declare what is to be. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I want to share the stories. Okay. Those people, the heroes of faith in the Bible, who have won the battle, who have fought the good fight. And I want you to understand that all these people that I'm about to share with you, they were fighting the battle that has been already won by God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you a story, okay? So we have to understand that we are not fighting the battle to win. No. The battle has already been won by God.
Amen.
On the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What we are doing is we are fighting to experience it, to enjoy the victory.
Amen.
Okay? Alright. There was a giant Goliath. You heard the story, right? So there was a giant Goliath, and he was mocking and he was cursing at the Israelite, the people of God. So the boy David, maybe, Michael. So boy David, he heard that story and he was fed up, and he says, "Oh, why aren't you beating that the giant Goliath? Because the Lord God is with us." But the Israelites, they're all chickened out, and they were shaking. They were in fear. So the boy David was fed up, and then he rose again, and then, and he talked to the king Saul and said, "Oh king, I want to go there and then fight the giant Goliath." And he said, "You're too small." But probably he said, "I don't care, because my God is with me. Hallelujah! I can fight the giant." So he went up with five stones, with the swing. Do you know how to do the swing? You know how to do the swing? Okay, you're David now. From today, you're David. Okay, all right. Look, when David was facing the king, the giant Goliath. Let me show you something. God already in his time, God already in his schedule, the giant Goliath has been killed and destroyed. Okay, to God, Goliath has been destroyed already. Do you understand? Because God already won the victory, David, all he needs to do was just to step the step of faith. Knowing that God has already won the victory, knowing that God has given the life of Goliath onto his hand, when he went forward, he was able to experience the victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me? You're not fighting the battle to win. No. God has already won the victory on the cross, through the resurrection. Everything is finished. Everything is finished.
Amen.
You are fighting the battle to experience the victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you don't have to be nervous. You don't have to use your energy. You don't have to try harder. No. You need to rest in Christ. And you need to be assured and have faith that God has already won the victory.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Are you getting it? Let's say you have your family members who is unsaved, who is not saved yet, who does not know the gospel yet. Well, what do you do? What does the Bible say? You have to go back to the truth. Because you want to experience it, right? What is the fact? Now we're talking about fact, faith, and experience. Remember that, right? I forgot to mention about that in the beginning. But that's what we're talking about here now. Fact, faith, and experience. So you have your family members who is not saved yet. And you want your family members, your father or your brother or your wife or your husband. So what do you do? What do you do? Acts chapter 16:31. It says, believe in the Lord and you
and your house
will be saved. Can you give us that scripture? Acts 16:31. Okay, listen, this is very important. Very important. 16:31. Okay. Read this now. Okay, begin.
They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, read it one more time, please. They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your
household.
Now this is the fact. Hello? This is the fact. The fact is, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you and your household will be saved. That's the fact. Hallelujah. And you want to experience it now, right? You want to experience it. There's a fact, and you want to experience it, isn't it? The only way to experience that is through
faith.
You have to put your faith into the scripture, Acts 16:31. Knowing that God promised that if you believe in Jesus Christ, God will save your family. Do you believe?
Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
If you believe, then you declare. Because if you believe, you believe, you declare. You say about it. If you believe, you and your household will be saved. If you believe, you and your household will be saved. So Lord, I believe, thank you that you will save my family.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You keep saying it. You keep confessing it. And you will keep bringing it to God and you pray. And God will answer your prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? Because in God's time, in God's perspective, everything is finished. If you use your faith, you will experience it. I pray that you will not only experience God's truth, one page in the 66 books in the Bible. I pray that you will experience, not just experience one page or two pages or one book. I pray that you will experience the Bible a lot.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's about how much you are going to experience the Bible. You use your faith. Let me show you another story. God told Joshua, go walk around Jericho 7 days. And so the 7 days, seven times. In God's timing, in God's perspective, the Jericho wall has been fallen already. Do you understand that?
Amen.
All they need to do was just go around the Jericho. Okay? They didn't do anything. They just walk around. Walking around, doing nothing. They didn't say anything, actually. They didn't do anything. They didn't say anything. They just walk around. Knowing that God's promise, I will give Jericho into your hand.
Amen.
That is the promise. And they just walk around. Do you understand? In God's perspective, the Jericho wall has already been fallen. And when they act upon that truth, act upon that promise, they have experienced a wonderful miracle of God of falling the Jericho wall. All they did was they obeyed and they shouted. Shout of victory. And then the Jericho wall fell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see? You can experience an awesome and amazing God when you have faith. And the faith means is declaration. Declare what? Declare what? Declare Jesus who is in you.
Amen.
Declare the Word of God that is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You start declaring the Word of God that is in the Bible. Okay? Let it come to you as a rhema. And when it is in your spirit and you declare that scripture with the Word of God, and you will begin to experience amazing God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to shout together now. Okay, let's look at the scripture there. Recite. Okay. Okay. What is his? No. Okay. What is his is mine.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Whatever God says in the Bible is mine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says so, I believe it, it settles down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever his is mine. Ready?
Amen.
1, 2, 3, you all shout together. Ready? Okay, 1, 2, 3.
What is his is mine.
Okay. No, one at a time. Okay, talk to the person next to you now. What is his is yours. Go ahead.
What is his?
Yes,
amen.
Okay. Say it one more time. What is his is your is for your family.
What is his is for your family. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that you will experience God's amazing blessings.
Amen.
If you just put your faith into it, you will experience it.
Amen.
You know, my mom, she was a devout Buddhist. Have you seen my mother?
No.
Come to morning service and you will see my mother. My mother and father, they're there in the morning service. My mother was a devout Buddhist. I remember when I was born, I had two older sisters and I'm the first son. And in Korea, they were craving and dying to have son. You know that all these, right? If a mother only have girls, they will be kicked out from family. It's bad culture. Okay, so there was a time like that. Not now, right? All days. So my father was like that too. So the first baby, girl. My father went outside the door. My mother had to nurture by herself. It was bad, huh? Second child, the whole family believed it was a son. Second baby, girl again. My father got so upset, he left the house. He left the house for many months.
Oh my God.
So my mother got hurt. So third baby conceived, right? That's me. They're all like nervous now. Oh, it's gotta be boy, please. I mean, they don't believe Jesus at the time. So and then third baby came out. It's a boy!
Okay.
It's me, it's a boy. You know what happened? My mother hide me. My mother didn't want to show me to the world. Hide me. Why? She was a devout Buddhist. And in a Buddhist belief, something that is valuable, you don't show it. You hide it for some time. And then, some time passed, she took me, when I was a boy, she took me to the Buddhist temple. I still remember in my young age, when I went to the Buddhist temple, there was a scary monster figures everywhere. Huh? She was kind of bringing me to give it to the Buddha. See, my mother was like that. She was devout. She gave her rice. She gave her money to the Buddhist temple. So when I was 12 years old, I went to U.S. and there I met my Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And since then, I hold on to this scripture, Acts 16:31.
Amen.
Acts 16:31. Believe, and you and your house will be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hold on to the scripture. That's the fact. Believe, and you and your house will be saved. That's the fact. I took it into my heart, and I began to say it. And I prayed for my mom for 7 years. 7 years I prayed for my mom. Lord, save my mom.
Amen.
She was a Buddhist, and one time I called her, Mommy, Jesus is real. Jesus died for your sins. Please accept Jesus. And she says, I am Buddhist. Oh, it hurts me. But it took 7 years. After 7 years, she opened her heart.
Hallelujah.
You know why? Because she went to the immigration, the American embassy in Seoul, right? To get a visa to come to U.S. to meet the family, have a reunion. But every time she went there, her visa was rejected. 5 times, 10 times was rejected. She was so desperate. And said, she began to pray like this. God, Jesus, if you are real, help me to get visa. Then I will put my trust in you.
Wow.
She said that, right? And I said, oh, really? we were praying very hard. Lord, please get, help my mom to get visa. And then one day she went there, the U.S. Embassy. Guess what? She got visa. After trying like 10, 20 times, she got it. And she said, whoa, Jesus is real. And so she threw away the Buddhist belief and she received Jesus Christ as her Lord Savior. Hallelujah. If you believe it, I'm telling you, if you believe it, you will say it. That's faith. Faith is declaration. God says in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1:1. In the beginning, there was heaven, heavens and God created the heavens and the earth. And then he says, let there be
light.
Let there be
light.
Now remember, there's darkness. God created light out of darkness. In your life, you face many challenges in your problems. But toward that problems and challenges, you speak the light. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You speak the light.
Amen.
And it shall become.
Amen.
You try. You try. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Finas, you say, Jesus, thank you that you saved my father. Acts 16:31. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus says, I have overcome the world. Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. What is his is yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Satan is still here. But you know what? In the spiritual realm, Satan has been destroyed. He is done. He's finished already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ, he says, I have overcome the world. But every day we have to overcome the world by faith. And we will experience his victory. Jesus Christ wants all of us to experience the victory. Amen?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to the second line now. Let's go. Let's recite to you. Begin. I have already overcome the world. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Third line. I will overcome the world by faith. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And last. Faith is declaration. Declare the Lord Jesus
who is in you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John, where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? In me? It's in you? How about you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You declare Jesus who is in your spirit. And all things are possible.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ who is in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, remember. Remember. Satan will try his best to tempt you, to bring you down, to destroy through the world, through the lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes, and the boast of life, and through the flesh. But remember, at the same time, Jesus Christ crucified the world, crucified the flesh on the cross.
Amen.
That's why Romans 6:11, last Sunday we shared this, right? Remember? It says, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have to count every day. Romans 6:11, please, one more time. This is so important. This is so important. This is a way for you to experience the victorious life. 6:11, Romans 6:11. Oh, thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you to our Father who have overcome the world. Thank you to our Lord Jesus Christ who have destroyed the head of Satan. Hallelujah. Thank you to our Holy Spirit who have overcome the flesh. Look at this. Read together. Begin. In the same way, count yourself dead to sin,
but
alive to God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody say, in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
One more time. In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Oh, brothers and sisters, listen. No matter how hard life you're going through, no matter how hard challenges you face, no matter what persecutions you face, remember, in Christ Jesus, you have won the victory.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, you have won it all.
Amen.
You have won it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the reality and this is the fact. And it does not change. It does not change regardless of your circumstances. This fact does not change regardless of your situations. It doesn't matter you whether you feel it or not feel. Whether you feel it or don't feel, it doesn't matter. Because Jesus Christ is the reality.
Amen.
Your spirit is reality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your spirit is reality. And Jesus Christ lives in your spirit. He is forever. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, may God open your eyes to see that you are with Christ. You are one spirit with Christ. And you have overcome the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your destiny and my destiny is to become overcomers.
Amen.
Overcomers over this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Overcomers of the Satan.
Amen.
You and I, our destiny is overcomers. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand together and give our hearts to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that you have died for me. Thank you that we have raised together with our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. Now we're going to do this now. We're going to pray right away. Listen. Faith is declaration. Let's declare now. Okay? In your life, you declare victory. You declare Lord Jesus Christ over your family, over your relationship or problems or challenges or your visa issue, whatever you are facing. You declare Jesus, because Jesus Christ is the overcomer. Hallelujah. Would you do that? Let's lift our hands together, because Jesus says, lift your holy hands. Lift your holy hands and pray. Oh, we are going to pray now. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I declare, my Lord Jesus Christ, you are the overcomer, and us together with you, we have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Let's all pray out together. Come on, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, Father God, hallelujah.